With a song about finding happiness in this week's Power Country Recharge segment. We'll also hear great music from Sam Hunt, Gabby Barrett, and Luke Combs. Plus, I'll share this week's Power Thought. That and more, all on the way right here in Power Country. With me, your host, Rich Miller. So glad to have you with us in Power Country this week. My name's Rich Miller, and it's time now for Power Country Recharge. This is the part of the show where we plug you into a song with a great message so you can recharge and get your spirit lifted. This week's recharge song comes from Kenny Chesney, and its message about finding your own happiness is timeless. And as the saying goes, happy is as happy does.
Oh, son of Coach Charlie, drives an 87 Harley, sells gasoline and watch you drink 8 to 3 a.m. Got a tattoo for the cool, and ex-wife number 4. Some find it in the scripture, or a Polaroid picture, or flip a coin, head you gone to Tucson, Arizona. But a damn sure ain't in the looking back on the stuff you never did. Sometimes you're gonna feel that, but life is better when happy is as happy does. Grab a six string by the rope swing. Does grab a six string, find a rope swing, hang a palm tree in your truck, drink a beer just because, still a slow dance in a rainstorm, and a kiss from who you love, laugh and live with a half full cup. When it's all black clouds, find the sun.
Positivity. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything to thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the island.
It's country music you can believe in. Power Country.
It's time now for this week's Power Thought. We all have dreams. Dreams of things we'd like to do, places we hope to visit. Dreams of living a certain kind of life, one where we can find happiness and contentment. Unfortunately, getting there may not be so easy. Life can often be challenging. Sometimes we have to do things we'd prefer not to do just to sustain ourselves and pay the bills. That, however, should not deter you. Neither should anyone who tells you that you can't, that you're not good enough, and that you'll never reach your goal. The fact that you have a goal is proof that you want something so much that you're willing to work very hard to get there. Some people may try to deter you, especially if you don't have a good plan, and that's important. You have to have a balance of common sense and determination. Don't get talked into doing something you know in your heart that you'll not be happy with. Remember, you only have one life to live. Let it be your own. Dream big and work hard. And that's our Power Thought this week.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that. Every couple of weeks,
things are. We've got a great song from Jackson Dean just around the bend, and we'll be making a time jump back to the year when Tickle Me Elmo was the red-hot Christmas toy, and Brian White reached the number one spot for the second time in his career with a song about a Carolina girl that a guy fell in love with back in the second grade, and eventually married. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
The Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show is March 23rd and 24th at the Phillips High School. Hi, this is Scott, show director. We have 44 booths in the gym and 32 crafter spaces in the commons area for you to shop. Our food this year is from Fife Barbecue and Ice Cream out of Park Falls. We have a fashion show, too, by Cowgirl Daisy Boutique on Saturday at 1 p.m. And there's lots more going on. We'll see you at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show March 23rd and 24th.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on tap for today. Afternoon highs will climb to the middle 40s. We'll have light winds. In the overnight, we'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies with our lows dropping to the lower and middle 20s. On Monday, mostly sunny and upper 50s. It's 18 at our studios.
We're traveling through a place called Power Country. My name's Rich Miller, and we're going to take a time jump back to the year 1996 for a special song from Brian White. But first, Jackson Dean with his song, Fearless.
I believe in ghosts, most people don't. I swear it on my grandpa's grave. I seen him in the trees, I seen him in my dreams, and I still can't stay away. My heart wants to wander here and over yonder. Let you come along and take it. Maybe you're the right one, the right by my side one. And maybe you're the one that's gonna break it. Cause I'm feeling.
Yeah.
That's Jackson Dean with Fearless. It's time now for us to take a time jump back into music history. All right, Doc, you know what to do.
You turn the time circuits on.
We're jumping back to the year 1996. The Olympics were held in Atlanta that year. Tickle Me Elmo was the big hit Christmas toy. And at the movies, we watched Twister and Independence Day. And in 1996, Oklahoma City native Brian White, who grew up in a musical family playing music in his parents' band, hit the number one spot for the second time in his career with this song about a girl the singer falls in love with back in second grade and eventually marries. And that girl's name? Rebecca Lynn. Take it away, Brian.
Rebecca Lynn grew up in Carolina, half a mile from Tucker Cherry's farm. A quiet girl with green eyes full of fire. Her daddy's pride and all her mama's charm.
Challenges and comforts. You're in Power Country with Rich Miller.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed in Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town
to you by Valerie Music. Got a great song coming up from Jason Aldean. Plus, we'll get you this week's Power Country Backstage Pass with Matthew Ramsey of the group Old Dominion. We'll talk about a worn-out old jacket. It's all on the way in our final stop in Power Country.
As you get ready to head on out ice fishing or just enjoy a walk here in our beautiful North Woods, go on over to Bader's Sports Center in Phillips for your live bait, your supplies, and your Stormy Cromer apparel for the whole family, including your pets, too. They have gift certificates available for gift-giving ideas, Bader's Sports Center, your destination for all of your archery, hunting, and cold weather gear products. Bader's Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. And also, see them on Facebook, too.
Say it with me, the Bucks in Six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
I'm Rich Miller, and we've reached the final leg of this week's trip through Power Country. Sure glad you're here. Coming up, we've got a backstage pass with Matthew Ramsey of the group Old Dominion, and Jason Aldean will take us there with his song, Let Your Boys Be Country.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make them proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise them hard, raise them tough.
Your boys be country. Right now, let's get you up close and personal with the stars and their thoughts about all kinds of things as we get you another Power Country Backstage Pass. This week, our featured Backstage Pass artist is Matthew Ramsey of the group Old Dominion. Recently, Matthew had a flashback kind of moment at a live show involving a jacket he has that's very special to him.
It's literally falling apart. It's falling off of me. Back when we had first signed with our manager, we weren't the most stylish of fellows. We were broke. And our manager was like, hey, guys, we're going to give you a little bit of money, and we're going to take you to a store, and we're going to let you pick out some clothes.
Where'd he take us, man? Where'd he take us?
Well, we went to H&M.
Hip place.
And we got several outfits because we had a photo shoot coming up. And I wore this jacket for like maybe a year on the road in the van, and then put it in my closet And I thought, hey, tonight is a big full circle moment for us. I'm going to pull out that old jacket that I wore at a showcase at 12th and Porter to try to get a record deal while everybody turned us down. And I'll show them.
Now here's this week's featured Backstage Pass artist, Matthew Ramsey of the group Old Dominion, joining up with Megan Maroney, Can't Break Up Now.
You know the color of my coffee, too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point, I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mama always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now.
listening to America's positively encouraging music program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on tap for today. Afternoon highs will climb to the middle 40s. We'll have light winds. In the overnight, we'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies with our lows dropping to the lower and middle 20s. On Monday, mostly sunny and upper 50s. It's 18 at our studios.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Dueling rallies just 70 miles apart on Saturday. President Biden riding high off his State of the Union. Former President Trump riding momentum off Super Tuesday. Both candidates campaigning in Georgia Saturday.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us... Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay? We have to win Georgia.
President Biden also doing an interview with MSNBC Saturday, calling on Israel to do more to protect civilian lives. Fierce fighting continues in Haiti between police forces and gangs that have launched a large-scale attack on government buildings in Port-au-Prince. A government shutdown averted as President Biden signed a $460 billion spending plan passed by Congress. Lawmakers will have to do it all over again by March 22nd to fund other government agencies that were not included in the latest package. This is ABC News. Just months after he was abruptly fired and then rehired, Sam Altman, the CEO of ChatGPT maker OpenAI, joining the tech company's board.
After an investigation, the current board at OpenAI says Sam Altman is fit to lead the company, a turnaround from November when he was abruptly fired as the CEO and kicked off the board amid disagreements with OpenAI's other board members. Employees were angry. They revolted and threatened to quit. He was brought back days later as CEO, but only now is rejoining the board with several other new members. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Talk about sinking it from downtown. An Auburn University student connected on a long-distance shot, draining a putt of the length of a basketball court in order to win a car. Connor Boyle made the 94-foot putt, rolling a golf ball from one of the baselines through a sign next to the opposite basket during a promotion in the second half of Auburn's game against Georgia. He'll get a car from a local Toyota dealership. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin libraries are on the front lines of helping kids who are struggling to learn to read. March is National Reading Month. Mike Mohn has more.
Even though March is barely underway, parents of Wisconsin kids are being encouraged to plan for summer reading activities, especially if their child needs more skills and confidence in reading. It's National Reading Month, and schools are often tasked with helping students with literacy challenges, and there are dozens of community-based programs across the state. But Blaise Burton of the Mercer Public Library says parents can think about ways to also weave in a less formal approach. His location has a specific summer program that works to draw in kids who aren't exactly enthusiastic about picking up a book.
We give out these passports, and kids and adults can go to all the different libraries in our area and get a stamp and then get entered into a drawing. And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
He says combining accessibility with prize incentives might make reading feel less like a chore. Burton says overall, sticking with topics you're interested in helps lay the groundwork for wanting to continue reading. For preteens, he says graphic novels can be a popular choice.
It is a lot of dialogue. Sometimes there's some context, you know, paragraphs and stuff in there, but it gives kids that visual, and sometimes they need that to keep going.
He says graphic novels often emphasize a singular word on the page, helping the child to better understand its meaning. And for those in their teen years, literacy experts say they can find books about the issues they're experiencing, potentially serving as sources of strength and encouragement. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Marquette wins a close one on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles came back late to put away Xavier 86-80 in Cincinnati. Cam Jones with 30 points. Tyler Kolick still out.
I tell the guys that before the game, it absolutely was an incredibly big win for us. Not only because it's a Big East road win, but because I think our guys actually have played pretty darn well with Tyler out.
That's head coach Shaka Smart. Marquette now with the third seed headed into the Big East tournament. Hockey, the men's Big Ten tournament. Badgers skating to a 4-2 win over Ohio State in Game 2. Game 3 of the series tonight at the Kohl Center. In Minnesota, the Badgers women's team beat Ohio State in an upset 6-3 to win the final faceoff title. And the winners in the girls' state high school basketball finals were Arrowhead in Division 1. In Division 2, Pewaukee winning its first state title. And Division 3, Edgewood High winning the state championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on tap for today. Afternoon highs will climb to the middle 40s. We'll have light winds. In the overnight, we'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies with our lows dropping to the lower and middle 20s. On Monday, mostly sunny and upper 50s. It's 18 at our studios.
This week on Viewpoints.
I cornered James in the hall and asked, was there a time when you really needed me? And I didn't come because I was working.
A high-profile journalist shares her story balancing motherhood with a demanding career. Then,
why would somebody who is a better actor or a better speaker be safer than somebody who is inarticulate?
The hit-or-miss subjective nature of parole board hearings. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
High-profile journalist Mary Louise Kelly, co-host of NPR's All Things Considered, always knew she wanted to be a mom. Even as a young, ambitious reporter, there were never any doubts that she couldn't do both. Fast forward to today, and Kelly is a mom to two boys and is one of the most prominent journalists in America. But like many moms, she still struggles with the continuous balancing act. Today, Kelly is a mom to two teenage sons, but even after all these years, she still hasn't figured out how to be in two places at once. In her memoir, It Goes So Fast, The Year of No Do-Overs, she candidly speaks about the continuing balancing act between career and motherhood.
I've questioned a million times how to make it work when there just aren't enough hours in the day to be the kind of journalist and do the kind of work I want to do and be the kind of mom that I want to be.
When her first child, James, was born, Kelly took an unpaid 6-month leave of absence from work. She still remembers one encounter when she bumped into a fellow journalist while out walking her son in his stroller.
She didn't recognize me. I looked so different from the high-powered reporter that she was used to interacting with. It took her a moment to recognize me, and we chatted. And then she went off to the White House to do this interview that she was running late for, and I carried on to the playground with my son. And I spent the rest of that day beating myself up. How have I not figured out how to do it all? Why did I give up my career? How come she's off doing the things that I thought I was supposed to go do, you know, meaningful and important work? And it's not that being with my son isn't meaningful and important. It's that I think I didn't recognize myself when I saw what I thought she must have seen.
Months later, after Kelly had returned to reporting, she happened to bump into the same journalist again. The woman told Kelly she had cried after seeing her and her son in the park.
I was like, what? And why? Like, you had it all figured out. You looked fabulous. You were off to do the big interview. And she said, because I had dropped my baby at daycare that morning and some stranger was going to be taking her to the park. And you and your son looked so happy. You were singing to him. And I spent the whole day beating myself up thinking, what am I doing with my life? And I looked at her and thought, God, sister, you and me both. You know, if we could just extend the kindness and graciousness to ourselves that we extend to others. Not a single one of us has figured out how to be on the playground and at the White House or whatever, you know, is the career thing you want to be doing at the same time. Not a single one. And that's okay. We and our babies were both doing fine.
While everything ultimately turned out okay, there were many times when Kelly and her family really struggled to get through the week. She remembers one time when she was thousands of miles overseas in Iraq and got a call from the school nurse. Her four-year-old son, Alexander, needed to go to the emergency room.
And I just hit a wall and thought, I love my job. I'm good at it. I worked hard to get here, but I have a son who's really sick and I'm thousands of miles away in Baghdad and I need to come up with a career plan B. And in my case, career plan B was stepping aside from journalism and the news for like 5 or 6 years. And I wrote 2 books in that time and did a bunch of freelance work, but was there when they came home from school and was there for things like the school nurse calling. And that was the right choice for my family. And I've tried, you know, all in full time and being completely at home and everything in between, part-time work, 4-day weeks. If anybody has any tips on how to make that work, I would love to hear them because I find I would work a 5 or a 6 day week, but I had negotiated to be paid for 4. So it was, it didn't solve any of the problems, but I've tried it all.
Kelly emphasizes that always, whenever her job and kids collided, her children came first.
I love my work. I was a journalist before I was a mom, and it's in my bones, but there are a lot of people who could cover any given story. There are a lot of great journalists out there. There's only one person on this planet who can be mom to my kids. And as I have thought about various assignments, and as I think about overseas assignments right now, I'm thinking there will always be another story. The news cycle is there. I can dip in and out. My children will not always be at home and needing me.
Looking back on these key years, Kelly still judges herself and questions some of the past decisions she's made.
All through my years as a working mom, I was probably my own harshest critic, and that's probably true of many of us in terms of judging my choices or my inability to be in 2 places at once or inability to have it all and have it all at once.
On a positive note, Kelly has found it uplifting to hear from readers saying that they too have struggled to stay above water.
I think a lot of people have felt reassured to see someone who's in a pretty prominent role who doesn't have it all together admit, like, there are a lot of days where I'm hanging on by my toenails. And it may look like I've figured it all out, but gosh, I haven't. And there's a certain degree of solidarity just in saying that out loud that's quite empowering, that we are, every single one of us, making this up as we go, trying to figure it out day by day. And getting it wrong some days and getting it right some days and getting up and trying again to do it better.
As a longtime reporter, Kelly felt she needed to go straight to the source for a clearer answer. So she went to her eldest son, James, and asked this question.
Was there a time when you really needed me and I didn't come because I was working? And he met my eyes and then stared at the floor at our feet for a long time, like a terrifyingly long time. I thought, oh my God, he's about to really let me have it here. And he finally looked up.